Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is AJ D'Angelo and I am a missionary here at Damascus where we are working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Today we have a reading from Matthew 15. And I've talked about it before on here, but sometimes when Jesus is speaking to the Pharisees, he's oftentimes speaking to us. And so when we hear these harsh words, we need to understand those in the light of our merciful Savior. So let's try to process a little bit today. Today we have a reading from Matthew chapter 15. Some Pharisees and scribes came to Jesus from Jerusalem and said, "Why do your disciples break the tradition of the elders? They do not wash their hands when they eat a meal." He summoned the crowd and said to them, "Hear and understand. It is not what enters one's mouth that defiles the man, but what comes out of the mouth is what defiles one." Then his disciples approached him and said to him, "Do you know that the Pharisees took offense when they heard what you said?" He said in reply, "Every plant that my heavenly Father has not planted will be uprooted. Let them alone. They are blind guides of the blind. If a blind man leads a blind man, both will fall into a pit." Now, it's good for us to hear what Jesus is saying and not what he's not, right? So in the place that Jesus is in the time, in his culture, over centuries, these rules and instructions and laws have been put into place to prevent the people from getting close to breaking the law. It's sort of like if you were to have a fence around a fenced-in playground. Over the years, they were so concerned with getting close to offending God that they stood away from God. They stood back from God. And what Jesus is calling them to today is a recognition of what things they've set into place that are desired by God and what things are set into place that are desired by man. For example, today we hear what Jesus considers to be a very trivial law of washing hands. Obviously, brothers and sisters, all of us know, especially in the time that we're in, washing hands is a very important thing. And the ancient Israelites, maybe not knowing the existence of microbes and bioorganisms, might not have understood the reason why they washed their hands, but it was clear that it was a good thing to do. However, Jesus is pointing to a truer reality here, that it's more important to watch what comes out of us, what comes out of our mouths, than what goes into them. And he points to the root here. It's not said in this portion in our reading today, but in the midst of this, Jesus talks about how what comes out of one's mouth comes from the heart. And what comes from the heart is what's at the very center of the person's being. So what Jesus is really calling our Pharisees in this gospel today to is to be cautious of where their heart is at. He's asking them to take consideration of if they're really concerned about the law or if they just want to pick and to point at Jesus' disciples who may have seemed odd for the time. Do we, as a people, truly desire the betterment of our friends, of our parents, of our children? Or do we seek just to find a fault? Because Jesus warns that if blind lead the blind, we'll all fall into a pit. And our Lord Jesus has more in store for us than being blind our whole lives. He wants to come into our lives and heal our blindness so that we can see him in everything, so we can see where he's moving and directing our hearts, so that we can better understand how to act in every moment. When we allow Jesus to lead us, when we allow Jesus to show us areas where we're weak, areas where we've been blinded by the world, then we can learn to love those around us with the heart that Jesus has for them. Again, my name is AJ D'Angelo. To learn more about Damascus and the programs and events offered here, please visit us at damascus.net. Thank you, God bless, and have a good morning.